The book of Genesis, it's a great evangelism tool.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of 26 speakers at next month's International Creation Mega Conference in Virginia. Well, Ken, I saw one of your videos recently in which you talked about using the creation message to reach pagan cultures with the gospel. What's the story there?
Well, it's fascinating that a number of mission organizations, including New Tribes Mission, are now using what we call creation evangelism. You see, Mark, they discovered that when missionaries only preached the message of Jesus on the cross and dying for our sins, a lot of people really didn't understand what they were talking about. So now they start with the book of Genesis and explain where people came from, what happened in the Garden of Eden, and therefore why Jesus came to die on the cross for their sins. You know, once this was all explained, the people fully understood the gospel. Many committed their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's so important to realize that there's not much difference between approaching pagan cultures with the gospel and approaching our own culture. Today, we have whole generations of young people who've been trained in an education system to think and believe apart from God. These students also don't understand the message of the cross until you go back to Genesis.
The creation-evolution controversy is on the front lines of today's culture wars in many nations. Ken Ham shares his own thoughts about the clash between secular and religious in a new free booklet available on our website, AnswersRadio.com.